This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. Bob Lazar's amazing experiences head to the big screen in S4, The Bob Lazar Story. This film explores Bob's story in a way never before seen, part documentary, part recreation, with new material and interviews with Lazar himself.
Hi, I'm Bob Lazar. In December of 1988, I was hired as a senior staff physicist by a U.S. defense contractor called EG&G Special Projects. I was told that I would be working on an advanced propulsion system out in a remote area of the Nevada test site, known as Area 51. Wanting to protect myself, I decided to go public and reveal the secrets of S4.
Well, there's actually 9 flying saucers, flying discs, that are out there of extraterrestrial origin.
He is not your typical straight-laced science guy. If you wanted to hire a guy who could think out of the box and help solve problems, Bob was probably the best person in the country at the time. He was perfect for it. People are catching on that what Bob said is true.
Physical evidence now exists, which proves that there is life elsewhere, and at least one form of that life has been here.
No one has ever been able to show exactly what I saw with my own eyes, until now.
The information we're getting now is going to come to an end.
Produced by Project Gravatar, S4, The Bob Lazar Story, releases on various streaming platforms this summer. Go to projectgravatar.com for more details and check our show notes for the YouTube trailer link. A defunct Soviet spacecraft, Cosmos 482, is expected to re-enter Earth's atmosphere around May 10th, about 53 years in orbit. Originally launched in 1972 as part of the Venera program to explore Venus, a launch malfunction left it in low Earth orbit. Now, its descent module, weighing approximately 1,091 pounds, or 495 kilograms, is poised to re-enter and may survive the fiery plunge due to robust design intended for Venus's harsh conditions. The re-entry zone spans between 52 degrees north and 52 degrees south latitude, covering much of the globe except Antarctica. While the majority of Earth's surface is ocean, there's a small chance the spacecraft could land in a populated area. Experts emphasize that the overall risk remains minimal. This is Dark Matter News. Comet C/2025 F2 Swan has captivated sky watchers with its unpredictable behavior and striking green glow. Discovered in late March 2025 through data from the Swan instrument aboard NASA and ESA's Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, or SOHO, this long-awaited comet is making its journey to the inner solar system from the distant Oort cloud. Initially, the comet exhibited rapid brightening, increasing its magnitude from minus 11 to minus 8 in just a few days. Sudden outbursts suggested an increase in activity, possibly due to the release of sublimating ice and dust as the comet warmed. However, shortly after this peak, the comet began to dim, indicating a decrease in activity. Observations from April 26 revealed that the comet no longer had a central condensation, suggesting that its icy core had disintegrated due to the sun's heat. One of the most striking features of Comet Swan is its vivid green coma, resulting from diatomic carbon, C2, fluorescing in sunlight. This green glow adds to the comet's visual appeal, making it a fascinating target for citizen astronomers. However, as the comet breaks up, this characteristic might not last long. This comet offers a rare opportunity to observe a celestial visitor that may not return for over a million years. Continued monitoring is crucial to understanding these transient objects and the dynamic nature of our solar system. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.